Hi, Jake.
Hello.
How are you?
Well, why don't my checks clear? Where's my check?
Change of address. You never filled out the paperwork.
No, I don't like this. I don't like this down bad, Nate. This is a huge week. When are you going to LA?
I go to LA
Wednesday?
on Wednesday, and then I play on Thursday, and I fly home on Friday.
Let's giddy up. This is a huge game against, quote, amateurs. Like, you don't think Josh Rich is going to be floating out fucking money, trying to bluff you every chance? The dog's here to bluff back. Now you play your 4-3 suited.
I don't know if that's correct.
I don't know either.
But I guess we should set the stage for our dozens and dozens of listeners. It's I'm playing the Hustler Casino Live Creator Poker Night with these people with millions of followers, and then me. It's our friend Hoodie Allen. He's been on the podcast. Alex Botez, the chess prodigy, phenom, Twitch streamer, millions of followers. Bryce Hall, he has like 7 million followers on Instagram, probably 10 billion on TikTok. Josh Richards from the BFF podcast. Tommy Arnold, I'm not sure who he is, to be completely honest, but he's very dreamy. Nick Austin, who has like 5 million followers on Instagram. And Barcel Nate, who has 12,400 followers on Instagram. So I'm very lucky to be in this. Oh, and Mickey, Mikki, the guy with all the tattoos and his crazy look, motherfucker, goth boy, something. So yeah, I'm very lucky to be playing this game. It's the biggest game I've ever played. It's 1025 with a 2K minimum and 10K maximum. And I thought the theme of today's podcast would be, one, Jake would give us some tips on how to beat this game. And two, I opened it up to Instagram, and instead of them asking questions, they're giving me tips on how to play this game. And so we'll run through all, there's like 50 DMs right now, maybe more. And we'll run through all those tips and we'll decide if those are good or bad.
It's going to be a crazy game. It's going to be very fun to watch.
So let's start with this, Jake. It's 10K maximum buy-in, 2K minimum. If my goal was to make money, Helmuth style, I could buy in for 2K, correct?
Why do you think that?
I don't know. I was just saying the worst possible idea I could come up with.
Okay,
I want to cover all the TikTokers, right?
You what?
I want to cover all the TikTokers.
Definitely.
I think that should always be the goal, is to have more money on the table than a TikToker. Like Bryce Hall quote tweeted it and said, "I've never played poker in my life." So I don't know. Does free money exist? Because I don't want to put words in my own mouth, but that looks
Wait
like
a
a good
second.
spot.
You have to look at who you're playing. First of all, Botez is easily the smartest of the bunch. Like, she's legitimately great at chess, and I assume she's very good at poker because she's been actually working hard towards it. And for as intelligent as she is, that should translate. Everybody else, like I and Jake, shoot me down if I'm wrong here. You should be playing probably very conservative and pick your spots, because I don't think any bluffs are going to come through, because they're just going to rebuy.
I don't know.
Jake?
I wouldn't like go in with a set, any set assumptions. Like the good thing about playing with really bad players or inexperienced players
There we go.
is that you should be able to adjust to what they're doing very, very quickly. So instead of going into the game being like, oh, but I'm not going to bluff because bluffs aren't going to get through because they're so rich. Well, people don't necessarily play poker like that just based on the amount of money that they have. Some do, some don't. And I think you'll be able to tell the ones that do pretty quickly, and maybe realize that there's some more, passive, tighter players in that game as well. So I wouldn't go in thinking like one thing. Just if I were you, I would want to cover. I would want to cover the more inexperienced people. And I don't think like I really have no idea. Even if like $10,000 is nothing to a lot of these people, I don't necessarily think that they'll buy in for the max. I would expect to see like shorter buys.
Interesting.
But that's that.
I'm anticipating. So I was thinking back, like, how did I play when I was just starting out. And so I'm anticipating a decent amount of limping and just being able to ISO in position a lot.
Yeah, I would expect, I would guess there's a lot of very, very loose, splashy pre-flop play, loose passive, splashy pre-flop play.
So the question I had for you was like, okay, so I it goes limp, limp, I ISO. I think I know that we're going to talk in generalities here, but it seems at least at the beginning of the game, it's going to go call, call like a ton. So yeah. does raise size matter? I mean, I guess if I premiums, I can make it as big as possible, right? Like if it goes limp 25, limp 25, I have aces on the button. Can I make it 500? Like I, and goes call, call. I know it's going to be a feeling out thing, but is that something that I should try to do?
Probably not. That seems way too big. I don't know. I don't play in these multi-way live games that often, but my approach to limps is like, I see a lot of people, or some people online where it's like one limp and they 5x in position. And I think that's way, I just think that's way too big. I think initiative and hand class is more important than ISO size. And just going like 8x is not, it's just, that's just going to be way too big. So, I mean, I don't know, look into it, find a size that you like. You know, if it's a bunch of just like very loose passive play, yeah, it's, you can go bigger because they're always calling and usually check folding unless improved on.
Yeah, I figure like I should be c-betting such a high percentage of flops because they're going to be check folding. This is strictly talking to inexperienced players, like not Botez. I think Hoodie has a good brain on him. Mickey.
The best player in that game is going to be Hoodie Allen.
That's, I'm sitting right here.
Yeah, I know. I didn't say you're the worst, but the best player in that game will be Hoodie. He's has some pretty decent experience. It doesn't mean he's great, and I think you're probably like close second or third.
That I know that Nick Austin guy has played on stream before. He's 22.
Okay, I don't know who that is.
Yeah, I mean he's 22 years old. I assume he has very little experience. I believe I have played more hands than all of them combined.
Probably. I mean,
online, like, man. I was playing online a lot.
You what?
Like just from the online days, like I just.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, right. I mean, Hoodie is he's an artist. He's not a pro poker player. But yeah, my guess is the top third of the game is going to be significantly better than the middle and bottom third.
But it's still like the thing that scares me the most is sometimes it doesn't matter, as we all know.
Yeah, for sure, you could get fucked up, but like it's.
People were tweeting me like, "If you can't beat this game, you might as well quit poker." It's like, I can beat this game. It's just, boy, that is my nightmare. If I don't, like, it'd be a nightmare.
I have what I feel like is an important question to establish for strategy here. So, what kind of role are we going in? You going in here with? Because that's got to affect how you play. Like buy in. Do you have extra shells? If you bust, like, you know, like, are you going to be able to play loose and exploit them and rebuy if you lose? Or like, what kind of what are we working with here?
I will have 20K. So
okay, that's good. That's great.
I'll just stop you right there. It shouldn't affect the way that you play.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I know, and I'm not going to allow it because I know this is like a dream spot. So it's just
but. I mean, there's two things, and we've talked about this before in like something like the main event. It shouldn't necessarily affect the way that you play, but we all understand that there's like if you go in with 20K and you lose it in the first hour, that's obviously bad for business as far as the content and exposure goes. So there's that one angle. But as far as the actual play itself, I would try not to let that affect how you're going into these hands.
Yeah.
Are you going straight poker, or are you going to try to stir the pot, like, content wise?
I think it'll stir itself. Like, you have all these big egos at the table. Like, it's
if the dog is talking
shit to the TikTokers.
Yeah, if the dog's getting under everyone's skin like that.
I don't know. I'll be snarky. What do you want me to say? I'm not going to be able to help myself.
No, but it does affect gameplay. Like obviously, I'm not saying that I'm a good poker player by any means. But when I did the Never Go Full Hardo video in Vegas, where I just like played like an asshole because I was trying to be like that guy at the poker table, and then yell and smack the table and then get in arguments with the pit boss, that definitely affects like the way you play, but it creates more eyeballs.
I'm gonna try to make money first and foremost.
Okay,
my goal is to make money.
It's a big game too.
That's fair.
I don't think like this game seems like it'll have plenty of personalities and entertainment, where I don't know if you need to sacrifice your play to the point where you're
people have a piece of me, so I'm not gonna, you know, I can't not play my best.
No, that's fair. That's absolutely fair.
Yeah. And are you excited? I mean, it sounds like it's fun. It's gonna be a fun game.
When for the listeners and all of us, so when exactly is the stream on? Is it when
Thursday on the Hustler Casino Live YouTube page at 8 p.m. East Coast time? It's on delay.
Okay.
So I don't really know if I'll be able to like live tweet, or I don't really know, but
I wouldn't even worry about it. Just go in and play, because everything else will take up itself.
Yeah. And this could be very, very, very profitable for me. And if, you know, 15, 20, 30K concurrents are watching it, maybe Barcel's ears will perk up and say, hey, why are we giving them all these views when we can run this game ourselves? And maybe we'll dive into the game, produce our own game, Barcel Casino Live. Just a thought. So everybody needs to watch and retweet and spread the good word. And God damn it, I have to fucking do well. I just have to.
But you have post game, win or lose, we got to have an immediate. We're gonna need a quick 2-minute clip for the team.
Well, I say if we can hop on Friday morning.
Okay. Yeah, I'm available Friday morning for this. If we need to. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So let's get some tips from Instagram. I'm just gonna go in order. This just happens to be the first one. The question was, what tips do you have for Nate before he plays the TikTokers on the Hustler Casino Live game on Thursday? Peter said he's the best player by far, so no need to get cute. Jake? I swear to God, that's just the first one. I did not plan that.
That's clearly good advice.
No, I swear. Like, I'm just going in order.
Nate, I messed with you. I played.
Good advice.
These people aren't even trying to play GTO or respectable ranges. Good luck.
Yeah, but who is? Have you watched the Hustler streams?
When you're all ins, that's a good one.
Very good.
Don't bluff the stupid. So this is actually advice that I've been like, the inexperienced players are going to only raise with the nuts, or like when they have it, and they're going to call when they have at least a piece of something. It'll be a figuring out period. Like, all right, is Josh Richards going to call down with fourth and fifth pair, or is he going to only call down with, you know, top pair or two pair? And that'll just be a feeling out process. But I figure if they call the flop and call the turn, there's no reason to suicide bomb the river. They're calling.
One point I have that thing, and maybe I'm wrong, so I know these guys are, you know, millions of followers. If they've never played live poker in a casino with the lights on and stuff, even with all the followers they have, like, that's an uneasy thing if you've never done it. Well, and I feel like they may be a little more uncomfortable than even you think, even with them being famous, because this is like a whole new world for them. You know, I don't know.
People still care about looking dumb on stream and stuff like that. But I also have to, like, I'm not going to suicide bluff for the fuck of it.
I don't know. Just trust your hand reading ability. Just, yeah, you don't want to like suicide bluff, but like, that doesn't mean you shouldn't bluff. If it's
a
bluff candidate, then don't be afraid to pull the trigger. You don't like, I'm just, all I'm doing is making assumptions, but like, people that are so inexperienced don't necessarily like call down three streets. I feel like you see more like calling twice to improve. And even if they have bottom pair, when they don't improve, they end up folding more. So like, take that into consideration, where if you have a good bluff, don't be afraid to go for it.
Yeah. And what Jake was saying earlier, I think is very accurate, which is very contradictory to what I said about just going in and being conservative. No, assess the situation, because a lot of these people, the way they play initially, they're not going to switch up based on how the game's going, especially the inexperienced. You're going to play the exact same way, probably.
I also think you're going to be in a spot where they probably aren't, like, a lot of things with the weaker players, like, they'll probably play their, like, big hands, like, betting really small. You feel like you see that a lot with inexperienced players. And like, if you suited connectors and stuff, you can try to pop some premiums here on these guys, because they're never going to fold aces or kings or whatever. If you can get in cheap, awesome. If they're raising too small and stuff, you might be able to, like, really, really, you know, they're not going to be able to fold over pairs and stuff if you can make hands to break them.
I'm not going to be able to fold over pairs.
Well, yeah, that too. But at least when you have over pairs, you can probably protect them.
I would like it on the record. I don't want to sound cocky going into this at all. I know that I'm not, you know, Jake Toole, PSU Tennis. I'm still just...
Oh, yeah, you are, you know.
No. Just play small pots pre and build them post when you make good hands. Yeah, like, you can just get so much value out of made hands if people aren't folding. If people are like, ah, fuck it, I call. Like, I don't think a lot of people are paying attention to pot size and bet sizing. And I mean, over betting might be awesome in this game.
Yeah, I think so. Because especially if you know they have a good hand, like, they're not going to be in there to like make big laydowns at all.
And here we go. Here's some intel. The Nick Austin guy actually has a 30K score on Henda Mob, so don't underestimate him too much. Target the other TikTokers more.
Okay, I mean, that's really useful information. No, I would have had no idea.
Nate Hill, sorry, I'm just, yeah, nothing to that one. Play ace five hard and fast like it's the new aces.
That's a tournament thing, though.
Yeah, Jake, here's a question. So I've spent the last, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9 months really diving hard into studying tournaments. How does my game change now to this cash game?
Well, I mean, you're going to be deeper stacked, so anything you've been doing in tournaments is, there's a pretty big adjustment with stack depths. I'm sure also most of the tournaments that you've been, you know, the people whose tournaments you've been reviewing are significantly harder mm-hmm. than this game will be. So it probably won't be super relevant other than just having the kind of appropriate line of thinking.
I can't
imagine. That means to see like more flops, like
three bets. I feel like people are not going to be three betting light near as much here. There's just, I'd be shocked if they were.
No, they're very unlikely to. Yeah.
And so does that mean I should be three betting light?
I would. Yeah. You want to, I mean, like, light is such a, I don't know if light is the weird word is the word that I would use, but,
Ten suited, 9, 8 suited. Is that too light? But like just,
I think it's general. It's ideal for you to be in heads up pots with the initiative in position.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's,
but we're not getting like so loose that it's like, well, it went limp. I looked down at 10-6 off on the button. Like, oh, yeah. Make it 90.
No, that would be a big.
The other thing too, with Jake's point, is like, three betting these value hands, like, they're never going to four bet you unless they have like aces, kings, or queens. Like, literally, they're not. I mean, at least I don't, I never want to say never, but like, I feel like these people, you know, you're in a spot where you're just like getting the lead without really risking getting forward bet unless they're like nutted, I think.
Yeah.
I think that's a
four seven two offsuit to try to do something for the camera.
Yeah, that's true.
There's always that like 5 or 10.
I mean, it also depends on the if you know, if somebody buys in for 5,000 and there's down to 2K, like maybe you see more like random all ins, but I think that's pretty fair assessment.
I just know when I started out, I would look at like Queen Jack of Spades and be like, that's the best hand in poker. Like, holy shit. Pretty good. And then like just inexperienced players also overvalue just any ace. Just aces are, there's only four of them. It's really hard to get one. So I figure that if there's an ace on the board and let's say I c-bet without an ace and someone calls, they're folding everything besides an ace.
Probably, unless there's a flush draw, maybe, but yeah.
But you know, the turn can come and yeah.
I got one other question that I'd love to hear Jake's analysis on. Plans for adjusting to straddle pots if the straddling and all that crap gets out of control.
Yeah.
Because that, I think that you got to kind of go, because that's going to happen as this game goes deeper and deeper. So, I mean, like,
there's a huge difference between, yeah, if it's just like a single straddle to 50, it reduces stacks a little bit. But that's, I mean, that's the biggest effect that it's going to have. It's reducing the stacks. Now, if you start to get like 10, 25, 50, 100, 200, I have no idea if that's this group or not.
Should I be against that or for that?
I mean, you should be against the straddling to that degree, because it's just, you know, then you're just going to be playing like 25 blinds effective.
Right.
But I, if I were you, I would agree to most things that the table is suggesting.
Well,
50 seems only, like,
so
okay.
I know I can't play. I know I can't play like scared money, blah, 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 blah. But these people are significantly richer than I am. I'm going to have 20K. They might have 200K. So they can gamble bigger than I can.
Yeah, for sure. That tends to be a good thing for you, though.
Because they'll be more spewy, but I mean, we could be, I don't want to play 10K pots.
Why not?
Because I want to be there for more than 25 minutes.
And what if you win?
Are you trying to do?
I'm telling you right now, if you're going in scared to play a 10K pot early on, you're significantly hurting yourself.
Okay. That's why we're doing this.
Not that you should try to, but like, even if there's no straddle, it's not like a preposterous, it's not like a crazy pot size to see.
Yeah, no, you're right. Maybe I'm just saying this as a bluff because I think they might be listening. Hoodie
might be. I think, I think that, we know the TikTokers are, they're diehards.
Yeah, they do the gritty and then they listen to this. Let's see.
No chance the grit is still in with them.
I have no idea. Yeah, they have three dances that I've even heard about yet. If you're in a pot with anyone besides Botez and Mickey, shove often pre plus on the flop because they won't call for their whole stack unless they have the absolute nuts. Don't let them get to the river. Just keep chipping up against them by shoving early.
So it just goes like TikToker opens to 100, couple of calls, you call, and you're just all in on the flop for
5,000. I'm just reading the tips. Is that a bad tip?
Yes. I would say that's a bad tip.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not going to say many tips are bad tips, but that is a bad tip. No offense to whoever gave it.
Okay. Well, that's why we're doing this. We're reading all the tips and deciding which ones to follow or not. Might want to read up on the opponents if you think they're all TikTokers. Okay, I know. Play tight and wait for them to make mistakes. Don't 4-bet 3-4 suited. I think half that's good. I don't think I need to play tight, though. I think I need to play aggressively.
Yep. I mean, I would try to.
Okay. Well, back to that. So that guy said play tight. And then the very next guy said play as many pots as possible.
All right, varying opinions. Multi-way pots are hard.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of them are going to go check. Like,
I don't.
You know,
I think it's just going to be like going four or five ways to the flop. Maybe it's even a limp pot, and it's just like going to go like bet, call, and then you're going to be happy. Then you're just going to have like some weird middle pair, like a weird top pair, and you're going to want to raise. And I mean, I think that's pretty common to see. Not that that's like, that's not a bad thing. It's just, that's what I would expect to see more often.
And then I just shove.
You should just shove. Yeah.
Simplify the game with this threefold strat: over bluff early streets, over fold late streets, overplay the value of position all game long.
Position is good.
I think he's saying like C bet a ton on flops and then fold, you know, rivers because they're never bluffing rivers.
Okay.
That's good advice.
Seems reasonable. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it obviously is hand dependent, but yeah.
Why does Nate think he's good at poker when every single time he proves he sucks?
That's a hard hitting
tip.
That's a hard hitting tip right there. Just maybe that's a hard recommendation that maybe you cancel.
Proof the haters wrong, baby.
Big river bluffs against people who don't care about money won't work. So that's an interesting one because they also don't want to look dumb on the stream because they know a lot of their fans are watching. So they, I don't think, Smitty, no?
Yeah, but looking dumb on the stream. So if they don't care about money, that could like also look cool for them. Like, yeah, I don't give a fuck. I'm just going to call. I think you're bluffing. So it's I think there's more value in them calling everything than there is for them trying to make a sick fold.
I wouldn't expect to see many sick folds.
Like, they're not folding top. Like, that's what's going to be fun to watch is if it's a super connected board, like king, jack, 10, three diamonds. You know, so there's straights and flushes out there, and they have, like, king, four. Like, mm-hmm. It's such a – I should be bluffing at it, but you're right, Smitty. Are they going to be like, fuck it, I don't care? Or not even I don't care, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, I don't think you're going to be seeing a lot of, like – like actual folds. So if you like just complete scenario, like say you have 9-8 suited, flop comes, you know, 9-8 clubs, flop comes 10 of clubs, 7 of clubs, 4 of diamonds, you bet
shove
fake. Well, I mean,
no, I was just going back to the other guy.
Just say it gets to the river and then, you know, 3 of diamonds, 2 of spades come out, and they're holding king 10, and you shove on the river. Like, I guarantee they call.
Yeah,
but that's an like example. That's an example on this exact hand. That's an example of using, you know, your hand to do pretty basic hand reading. So like, yeah, you're right. They're probably never.
I think they call if you shove on the flop too.
But my point is that, yeah, you're right. If they have king 10, they're probably never going to fold. But like, that also makes your hand a bad bluff for the, you know, kind of like what we talked about last week, where you don't want to have the draws that your opponent can have. So when you have a huge draw like that, both 8-9 and clubs, you don't want to bluff. When you have something like, I don't know, queen jack that helps, you know, that wraps around the 10 and removes some of the 10x that they can have, or you know, ace queen, ace king. I mean, I tend to bluff those less, but like those become better bluffs. So when you have those hands, yeah, he still might have exactly king 10, but like at least
there's a higher chance he has two clubs in his hand.
There's more draws that he, you know, there's more auto folds that he has when you're bluffing river.
When you're playing against these guys, don't you throw like ranges out the window a little bit? Like there's a chance that you could eliminate queen X when in reality he could have 4-3 suited and turn two pair.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's just like everything's much wider, so it's just you have to be aware of it.
Is that what we call unblocking?
That would be, yeah.
Cool concept. If you don't have two clubs in your hand and there's two clubs on the flop and it runs out blank, blank, you're unblocking the flush because it's more likely they could bluff with two clubs in their hand.
More likely that they have two clubs. So like eight, nine of clubs, as good of a hand as it is on the flop, becomes a really bad three street bluff on complete bricks. That's a pretty basic example of that.
This guy replied.
He's right. It's kind of the Wild West. You're gonna have to kind of expand your perspective on hands that people could have, because I'm sure it's gonna be a doozy.
Let's see. This isn't your standard 1-2 game where people will call loose pre to see a flop and then fold if they miss. I feel like all VPIPs will be above 50, and that opens up playing like a nit to get snapped by any two cards.
Well, those are kind of conflicting statements. Like it, I think it is going to play exactly like a 1-2 game.
Yeah, that was a confusing one. I think his statement is it's going to be loose.
Yeah, for sure.
Cade said, don't punt. Okay. No promises.
Yeah,
I'm getting a lot of conflicting advice here. Now this guy's saying always 4-bet 3-4 suited, different guy. So, I mean, I'm going to have to.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to. Sorry, yeah. Investors. I have to do it.
Let's just hope that you don't get dealt exactly that hand.
Be very, very aggressive in 3-bet and 4-bet often. Slow play the first 25 hands. I don't know. That doesn't seem like good advice.
That sounds like like the NFL teams that have like a scripted drive going in.
Yeah.
Just are you
the first couple drives are just feeling it out.
Would you name now? You don't know any of these people going in, right? Personally, like nobody
Hoodie.
Calls you. Hoodie, besides Hoodie.
I don't know Josh. I don't know Bryce.
Would you institute a dog slow roll at the table?
So, yes, I think slow is very, very.
They're not going to get it.
Sorry?
They're not going to get it.
That's also true.
No, they're not. Okay. These aren't idiots. Like seven out of eight of them have played poker. Or I'm not sure if Josh has, maybe six out of eight.
If you do slow roll somebody, I'm requesting it to be Josh because he hashtagged Fire Mincy a couple months ago.
Oh, that's good to see. That's good.
Yes. Intel. No, that's the angle. That's the angle. You have to do it now for Mincy.
If you do it for me, it was the rough and rowdy thing. He hashtagged Fire Mincy during the rough and rowdy in Providence. And anyway, you do what you want to do, Nate, but I would look upon that with great faith.
That's the angle. That's the cracking aces. You got to defend our guy.
All right. That's the intel I needed.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
I don't think they're idiots, but by any means, but they probably like there's got to be some people that probably don't even know what it is, what a slow roll is. It's not like one of the first rules you learn in poker.
I compare slow rolling to pimping a home run, where I think it should just be part of the game.
Showboating.
It's like the only time in poker. I don't even like when people like when they yell when they win a hand. That's stupid. But slow rolling, like that's something you can control. So I like it. Yeah, I slow roll like Botez. She's just like giving money to charity and everything. I just hit her with a 3-minute slow roll.
Become the poker villain.
overnight.
That would make you the poker villain overnight. And that's exact scenario. You slow roll Botez.
Should I put on yellow glasses and a shitcoin hat and name drop billionaires the whole time? think that's the move.
I think you should dress like Helmuth.
I probably should just dress like Helmuth.
Yeah, that'd be hilarious.
Coming in a Darth Vader costume that was bought at Spencer's Gifts.
Dick everywhere. On the street. Make sure you have the same hand as someone else at Showdown so you can say, you play that shit? That's always good. This guy just made a list of cliches for me to say at the table. It's funny. Can't bluff a fish. That's basically all of them. I think there's like a whole nother folder of these actually. But yeah, that's what I say. This one guy just replied, don't. Just don't even play.
Pretty good.
Let's see. I think that's all it. So yeah, this guy Mickey, he's played on stream a ton. And I was watching some of his game film last night and the night before. He's wild. This is way lower stakes than he usually plays. He's played, you know, six-figure pots a lot. Some people say he's broke and that's why he's playing this game. I don't know.
He's like a gambler. He's not
Like he has videos on Instagram of like Baccarat, like $1 million wins.
Yeah.
So I do think it's weird he's in this game.
Maybe he wants it. Maybe he's a fan of the other players.
Yeah, he follows Nick Austin on TikTok.
I don't know this guy.
It is kind of an honor to be invited to the game. Like, it is going to get a lot of views.
It's going to get a lot of views.
I'm so stoked you're in it. I'm really am. I'm like so happy for this. Is great.
Yeah, it's going to get a lot of views.
Are you going to give a thank you if you win to the gentleman that tagged us?
Who tagged us? What do you mean?
Didn't somebody tag us and like Hustler liked it and then reached out?
No. No, I saw the game and I texted Ryan Feldman and said, can I play?
Oh, okay.
Somebody
legitimately tagged us. That's how I thought it
came. No, out. I saw it. I saw the game was tweeted.
Because then they liked it. And I assume that
there was only six faces on the original tweet. And so I texted Ryan. And I said, can I play? And he said, yes. And that's the entire thing. I wasn't invited.
Yeah.
I invited my dad.
I forced my way in.
he should have said no, or not should have. He could have said no easily. I wouldn't have been offended. These people have a ton of followers.
Yeah.
But there's probably going to be an awesome clip, you know, a big hand, a slow roll, mm-hmm. some table talk, some gritting. Josh Richards, he's part of the family.
As long as you don't fold every hand over the 2 hours.
Imagine being on a feature table and folding every single hand.
I don't know who would do that. I got an ace four suited three bet through on the button. Screw y'all.
Bravo. So, Jake, the strategy. Aggressive in position, c-betting a lot of flops, folding to any aggression.
I didn't say that.
Covering the TikTokers. Mickey is a call station, I'm being told.
I don't know.
Yeah, but people seem to be saying.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's definitely nice that you can get some film on them.
Yeah. Yeah, I was watching a bunch of like just very basic cash game videos last night. You know, nothing advanced. I didn't think I needed advanced poker theory, but just a lot of refreshing on just basic cash game.
I know you're putting a lot of pressure on yourself to do well, but like have fun with it too. You know, have a good time.
Yeah.
The more relaxed you are, the better it's going to go for everything.
Yeah, but like I need to win in this game.
Let's see, that's look at it this way, Nate. You're going to win no matter what. The amount of viewership and exposure that's coming from this is, I know you have people backing you and you don't want to let them down, but that's worth the price of admission.
I mean, if you get like one outed or two outed by Josh Richards or Bryce Hall, it's going to be.
That's like, the thing.
You're going to get a lot of your losses back in click value. You know,
I don't believe in that anymore.
You know what? That's funny you mentioned that. That seems to be a theme.
Let me know what airline takes click value.
Right.
Let me know when Amazon starts accepting click value for
Sklansky bucks.
Yeah, those went out of style real quick. But yeah. I get what you're saying, but my nightmare literally is getting in like aces versus jack 10 suited and losing a 10K pot, because that's like money.
That's click value. That's me thinking like, or that's us thinking like 5 years ago.
Yeah. If I just stick this out long enough, I'll get some click value out of it. All I've gotten is mental illness and an overpriced apartment.
How much control do you have over that situation?
No, none. But I'm saying that is the worst nightmare.
Okay, well, we'll see.
The best nightmare is I get an aces versus jack 10 suited and it runs out clean and I make 10K in one hand and I'm rich.
We're rich. That very well could happen.
Yeah. I think Joey is going to be on the call. Our friend Joey Ingram.
Awesome. Nice.
And there is still one more seat to be filled. And I know Ryan's trying to be a little cocksucker about it, and he's going to try to fuck me up, but I don't know who he's filling it with.
Smitty?
No, that sounded like a Dave.
He reached out to Dave, and I had to text him. I was like, don't be so thirsty. Dave doesn't respond well to thirst. Also, that's Dave true. Won't fly to California for a 10K buy-in. Like, he bets 100K on a game, a first half of a game.
I don't know. It's a mess with you.
It would be to mess with you. And if this was 3 years ago or earlier, it'd be an instant, I'm there. Now it's just a matter of whether he cares enough to make.
Isn't he doing the New Jersey for the NCAA tourney this weekend anyway?
That too. That's
good point. He has to, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I just, you know.
Is that in New Jersey?
I think they were doing New Jersey this weekend, is what I've read.
And that's if he's going to. I don't know whether he's going to it.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I, if anybody's listening, will be at Greektown this weekend in Michigan on Sunday.
Nice.
But also, you know, that means Jakey boy. That means I'm going to be playing Saturday night in my hotel room in a World Series of Poker circuit event in Michigan, which battles New Jersey.
Correct? No, it's no.
Aww. Oh, it's not the same. It's not the same pot.
Just stars.
Just stars.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll get on some stars then.
I'm doing similar thing. I'll be with Megan at LeBaron's Baton Rouge Sunday for the South version of the watch party. We got Greektown, Detroit. There's a Blackhawk one that I think Spider and Dana are doing, and then Megan and I are the South one.
Yep, me and Kelly in Vegas will be.
Oh, Nadu. I thought I heard Nadu is going. He's not.
I just heard me and Kelly. He could be.
I thought I heard Nadu and Kelly. So I guess maybe you got it. I don't know. Anyway, I thought that's what I heard.
No, I think I think the big three: Nadu, Kelly in Vegas, and Smitty. That's what I heard. So yeah, now I'm just waiting for Dave to post all my screenshots of my text calling the Mean Girls idiots.
Yeah, it is about Smitty makes a good point. It is about time for that quarterly flip out. It's been a little bit.
So we'll see if Dave exposes my mean texts. I hope he includes the one where I say I don't hate them. I don't. I just hate their content.
And you post that. Well, that's what you lean into. Like, it's objectively honest. It's not hating them. It's like, this is what Barstool is now. If you're happy about that, Dave, congrats.
I mean, yeah, he'll be like, you'll never get clicks like this. I'll be like, you're right.
Yeah.
That's not the argument. Whatever.
It really was one of the all-time, the Kelly Keegs, though, just like.
She went kind of far.
What's up?
I woke up feeling bad for them. I don't know. We should just start saying dumb shit. Maybe murder's good.
No. Murder's not good, but killing people, that's good.
Killing people's good.
Yeah.
Let's get some takes out there, Mincy.
Mincy, say one good thing about Hitler. Not everything has been bad, right?
I got
the American middle class. It thrived post war.
I'm mad about his art. Like, it's probably like okay, right?
Very good at organizing.
I may have to.
Come on, Mincy, you're up. We're not recording. Just say your real thoughts.
Yeah, cameras off, Mince. Talk about high noons.
I don't know where to go here. Y'all got me. All right. I just don't even know.
Well, that's episode 183.
Good luck, Nate. Now, what time Eastern again? So 8 Eastern?
You'll see. It'll be all over Twitter and shit.
I know.
I'm sure Dave has cleared his calendar to make it all about himself. Which is good. It's good.
This isn't 2019, Dave. It's not.
All right. One last piece of advice from each of you. Start with Smitty.
Honestly, relax. Like, it's going to be good no matter what.
Who said that? Aaron Rodgers. R-E-L-A-X. Relax.
Yeah.
And then he never won a Super Bowl again.
Fact.
Jake, one last piece of advice.
Have fun.
That's the worst.
Have fun.
I don't want to have fun. I want to get rich. Game time
is rich.
Mincy, one last piece of advice.
Same thing I said earlier. Take advantage of them not knowing how to protect their hands.
That's the clip. Take advantage of them. That's the clip.
Try to make big hands with suited connectors and stuff cheap. And because they ain't folding when they got aces or kings. If you can make hands that beat their big hands, you're going to get paid big.
Be sure to take advantage and confront Botez.
Yes.
Be aggressive. In all aspects. Yeah, be very aggressive.
Why she's wearing what she's wearing.
And where the
make sure she doesn't take no for an answer.
Wear the pirate dog hoodie, please, because maybe it'll help sell some merch too when you crush with it.
Might be wearing
You're wearing the hoodie, right?
Something else as well.
All right, never mind. I can't wait to see it.
Well, no, as well, like in addition to.
You have to wear the mask here?
I don't have to do anything.
Okay.
But
I honestly, I wouldn't. Fuck it.
It might show up.
No, I wouldn't.
We'll see.
No. Okay. It's up to you.
I'll see. Good luck, Nate.
I would wear the sombrero hat before the mask. Bring that baby back. Right. Isn't that when you went far?
What? Say it again?
Wearing the big hat. Isn't that when you went far in the main?
No. That was the next year.
Okay. Never mind that.
I'll figure something out. All right. Next time we talk, I'm either going to be the happiest person in the world or the saddest person in the world and no in between.
Thursday night, 80s.
I guess I could break even. I guess that's a possibility. It doesn't have to be big win or big loss. I guess there is a middle ground.
Sure is.
I never really think about that. You are allowed to like leave the table without losing all your money or without making all the money. They do let you in between.
Yeah. How long is the stream going to be, you think?
I actually don't know. I think that's
one thing I wouldn't do.
4 or 5 hours.
Yeah, that's one thing I wouldn't do. I wouldn't leave until the stream's over. There's so much.
Oh, I'm not. Just, I'm not.
Yeah. Unless you go bankrupt, of course.
Yeah.
Which won't happen. How's the thoughts?
All right. Namast. God bless.
Good luck, Nate.
Good luck.
Yeah.